Stand by.
All right. Let's get some headphones on.
Check one. Test. Watch your radio. We are live tonight, October 29th, 2016. Check.
Zoe, you there?
You there?
I'm here.
Why are you so loud? Hold, wow. Hold on. Okay. Try it now.
Real radio.
Check it out. All right. So, yeah, we're going to get Redbeard on, too. And then I guess I'll get rid of Redbeard and put Scott Hensler on. Scott Hensler is going to be on. Shouts out. Watch radio, everybody on shortwave land. You go to the chat box, mixlr.com. Watchmen, M-E-N, radio. And you could, nextcrusade.com will get you to the archives. Now, the Faith Radios, if you haven't received yours yet, you got to call us, 877-734-6327. I think there's a couple addresses up there we got to get out. Zoe's back in Arkansas. How you feel?
Yeah.
You feel
pretty... Listen, I was 85 degrees today. I couldn't believe it. I was freezing.
Bro,
it's like a snowstorm I was in, and then suddenly I'm like sun tanning.
Yeah, I sent Zoe up to Maine, and it was a vortex of hell, and he almost didn't make it out.
Well, thank God I made it back home.
I had no idea it was a vortex. Hold on. At least you made it out of there. You don't like Maine, though, huh?
You know, it was an experience watching all the leaves fall within 2 weeks.
I'm sure it was. Well, I think they're pro-Trump up there. We're going to get Redbeard on.
Hello?
Redbeard, you're on live with Zoe.
What's going on?
The two hobo carpenters.
Hey, now. Come on.
So tonight I got like one scripture, and then we got Scott Hensler going to be on, and I'll round table you guys, also, but just as far as talking points goes this week, a lot of people, have came out, when Trump was doing bad, you know, falling in polls, you know, all of a sudden you have all these prophetic dreams and people saying he's going to lose. You know, it's like, boom, it's just out of nowhere, you know, and it's just like the oil gusher. You remember the oil gusher?
Sure.
No.
Everybody's like, it's the powers of hell. I've been open. Nothing will stop it. And Zoe, you were cheerleading that one.
Yeah, but, I was weaving in and out of cheering for that one.
Everybody was, and then like 2 days later, the thing was shut. Remember that? How terrible that was? And just people to this day, the oil gusher prophets, just they're no shame, no repentance of the false word, and they just keep going. And it's just like the Trump, last June 2015, I had that dream about Trump being chosen by the Lord, and everybody mocked it, LOL, LOL, all over my Facebook wall about it. And, you know, that, I believe, came to pass, you know, and... that last dream I had where I saw him falling and he got back up, he fell on ice. And then he said, Hillary won't be able to get back up like that in the dream. So I'm wondering if I thought it had to do with polls, but maybe it has something to do with this going on now. I don't know what's going on, but I can tell you this, that they were daring God to do something. The libtards. They were literally going on TV. And they were saying, only God can stop Hillary from winning at this point. There's nothing that can stop this. You remember that? You heard it, right, Jimmy?
I did. I was the one that was telling you about it. Only God can...
Whoa. You didn't tell me about that. I told you about that.
Okay, whatever.
I think your red beard's getting gray there.
Yeah, he's trying to steal my thunder.
This guy's unbelievable. So... On a side note, okay, they were screaming only God can stop Hillary from winning, right? Like that. God! Like that. And here we are, Wiener, right over here in Queens, New York, incidentally, where Trump grew up.
Yeah, they were saying nothing short of a miracle from God himself.
Yeah, so his wiener, you know, he's up all night, sex chatting women, gets himself in trouble on the same computer that Huma was using to email Hillary's BlackBerry. And who else? Who knows what else is on that laptop? I mean, what's the odds of that? Now, here's how it's really going down, is that the New York City the police department were in on that investigation, and they also had the evidence. So Comey was put in a bad situation, obviously. That are the local police going to release it? You see what I'm saying? Because Trump has a lot of police on his side. He was smart for doing that, by the way. But we're seeing this election, you know, move where the sons of Belial are very upset. The lizard agents of this world. I'm talking about the seed of Satan. I'm talking about a certain sect of people that just want death and destruction and abortion, militant homosexuality, transgenders, and, you know, teaching children lewd sex acts at the age of six. You know, just these people, these weird goat Belial, sons of Belial people that are manifesting in the land that are so obvious now. You just look at them and you're like, wow, there's like a real line here now. And they're there and I'm here. And I can see that they are completely warped. They have completely no shame. They don't have any conscience. And they're becoming worse. And they're becoming more seared. And as this is happening, they're becoming more dangerous. Right? They're getting more dangerous because they'll kill you in a minute now. I mean, let's face it. The way they look at you, they would want to kill you. The way people are manifesting on Facebook, too. Right? So, JW has been up in Maine. He doesn't know what's going on. You know, he just sings this.
I'm so glad I can tune in to the top of the hour news watch hour here.
He just talks. He just, I don't think he likes Trump because Trump is from Queens.
Well, I did come up with that dump to Trump rap that I was working on, but I do believe Trump is going to make it in. And I'm not going to argue with God, you know, but I was kind of mocking it for a while, you know, Rich.
You don't like what God's doing. So you have your own plan, but that's okay. And are you breathing heavily? Are you sexting me?
No, I actually was going to vote once like in my life. I was going to actually vote, but I didn't get a chance to register
in
time.
You got
to
get right, okay? Because, listen, this is serious. Because what we're seeing here is Psalms 91 play out. Only with thine eyes will I see the recompense of the wicked. And we are seeing them be exposed by, and this is supernatural. They're not getting away with it the way they used to. Do you see what I'm saying?
100% see it.
Does anybody see what I'm saying? I mean, am I the only one that sees what's going on? So, they're not getting away with the corruption. They're not getting away with the murders, the payoffs, the shamming, and the shills are all being brought to light. Now, Trump represents recompense on them, and he's already announced it. He said, I am going to be coming after you. All drug dealers, the criminals, I'm coming. He announced it. He said, and Hillary, your investigation, all these investigations, I'm going to investigate all this corruption. And they're like, well, you're too much of a sinner to do that. You said sexual things and there's no hope for you. That's what the liberals are using on him. Meanwhile, you know, Hillary tonight is at a J-Lo concert, you know, and they're bunt bouncing around over there, probably tapping weed and whatever they're doing. You know, just the lewd, they can live as lewd as anybody wants, but anybody that had any past, they have no hope. They can never go forward. They can never be with the Lord. They always got to condemn and bring up the past. And that's what they're going to probably do. Bring out some more tapes on him or whatever, something he said. And he was a lot of times in character due to the Howard Stern show and whatnot. And Howard Stern's always in character, too. He's not as wacko as you see him. That's a character, a lot of it.
Aren't we glad, though, that we don't serve an Elohim that is God of our past, but God of our future?
Well, that's a good point. Tonight, if you listen, somebody somewhere out there tonight knows somebody that's not with the Lord. Somebody somewhere out there tonight has known the Lord that's not working with the Lord. And somebody somewhere out there tonight, okay, is not working with the Lord anymore. And this might be making out on the radio or the podcast. So we're saying this to say this tonight. If there's ever a time, okay, to get into the ark of Messiah, Jesus Christ, it's now. Because this is it. You are seeing a supernatural exposure going on the sons of darkness. They're not getting away with what they used to get away with. Every move they make, every time they try to do something corrupt, it's like boom, 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 boom. And here they are last week. Only an act of God can stop Hillary from winning. And we're like, wow, look at Wiener over here. Pops up out of nowhere. No pun intended. And he's got all the evidence right here in Forest Hills, Queens. Right here. He had all the evidence. Thousands of emails. So, who's breathing heavy like that?
You know, that is my hometown you're talking about, Queens. There.
Are you breathing heavy like that? Are you passing out and then, like, we're waking you?
No, not at all. Actually, okay. I mean, you know, God's got to give Trump a spiritual bulletproof vest here, because that guy is like, I mean, look at all the stuff he's pulling out. I mean, he's coming right up against him face to face. So, I mean, only God can protect
Are you saying that he's a holy tough guy, something you're not?
I'm saying he's got some kind of spiritual covering because, amen.
That used to be your intro.
He actually has to be a holy tough guy to pull this off. I mean, the truth is, he really does.
Well, he is. I mean, he doesn't have fear against these bastards. Okay, so I want to read this verse here because this is, we're really winding up, and the threat is here in the Revelations 21, and I want to touch on, because a lot of this that we're seeing. The separation of the goats and the lamb, the separation of the Lord's flock, those that have the seal of God, the mark of God on their forehead, like we read about in Revelation, like we read about in Ezekiel. There is an actual marking on God's people that angels can see. There is a dividing. And the angels of God can see by the mark. The book of Ezekiel talks about that a mark would go on the heads of God's people. And the goats are marked differently. So we're entering into a time where this is going to be wrapping up rather quickly, I believe. Right, Jimmy? I mean,
well, I'm still working off of two timelines. I mean, 2018, 2027.
Right, I retract that question to you because you don't know what the hell's going on. So I'm going to read this verse here. And this is Revelation 21:8. It says, this is those that are destined to the lake of fire. Okay? And that is the real problem, because everybody looks at death and this reality as the biggest issue. But the Lord said that there is a second death that's worse. And these goats that are searing themselves because they had the opportunity to get right with God, they've had the opportunity to be brought into the fold, but they decided not. They decided that mammon, they decided that immorality and Luciferian pacts were more of a standard that they wanted to proceed in than that of the Lord in righteousness. And because of that, there's more of a searing going on. And because of that, they're getting worse, like we touched on earlier. And we did a broadcast about this, about the sons of Belial.
Well, Rich, I think it's greater than that, though. I think the Father at this point in time, because we are so close to the return of the Messiah, he is allowing us an opportunity to do what he said. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and seek my face and turn unto me, I will heal their land.
Did you just verse one-up me? Because you were like, it's greater than that. Like, whatever I was trying to say. I didn't even finish, so how could what you said have been greater?
Oh, I'm just saying, I believe that the Father is using this time in our history to allow the American public...
We know that. We know that Trump represents a pushback in a season of time, okay? We know that. But in the same token, we don't know what's going to be happening in the world during this. We don't know if this is the dressing of the Trumped, the dressing of a call to holiness. Okay?
Well, I think we saw it begin with Brexit. I mean, we're seeing this calling out, this vehement pushing back.
I think this is greater than that, though.
Corruption and all the things going on in the world. I mean, we're seeing this happen. I mean, the Philippines president, the Brexit, now Trump. I mean, there is something going on here that is bigger than just the American election.
It's recompense on the wicked.
Absolutely.
It's like, listen, wicked. Everybody thinks wickedness can just prevail forever. I don't know where you get that. It's not in the scripture. They're like, oh, well, evil will just keep getting worse. It can't be stopped. There's nothing that can happen, nothing you can do. It's just going to get worse and worse and worse. But the one problem is that the agents that are delivering that evil, okay, have the same standard. They're not exempt from what you reap is what you sow is what you reap. In the world, they call that karma. But in our world, it's what you sow is what you reap, meaning that if you're sowing corruption, if you're sowing murder and wickedness and divisiveness, and you're sowing this, you can continue for a season. But eventually, that agent that's moving forward in that pattern will have pushback. Can we agree on that?
Absolutely.
Is it possible that the Lord is just drafting in that paycheck for many of these agents that were pushing this agenda along? Could it be possible? Could it be possible that the wicked have recompense? Could it be possible? I'm just saying. Or are they just clear? Do they have a clear path? Can they just keep going with evil forever? Can they?
The Father's going to judge them all. Ultimately.
They're being judged now. They're being exposed. What the frick? This guy's breathing heavy. Like, frick, what are you doing?
I don't know.
This is like a horror movie right now.
I don't hear it.
It's like, Zoe, are you all right?
It's not me, bro.
Well, somebody's breathing like a maniac.
Yeah, I don't hear it at all.
All right, can I read the verse, please? Jeez. All right, so Revelation 21:8, it says, but the cowardly, the unbelieving. Now, this is, folks, unbelieving is not a good position. You don't have an ark. You're not going to make it. Okay, if you can't see what's going on now, this is supernatural. We are in a supernatural realm. We've gone over the changes in reality. If that's not enough for you, okay, the changes of geographic positioning, if that's not enough for you, you're seeing an expose on all the agents of wickedness right before your eyes. It's supernatural, and you know it is. The only hope that you have is to get ready, real, and right with Jesus Christ. Period. That's it. There's nothing left. Now, unbelieving is listed here. This is a list. This is a biblical list. God has biblical lists. This is one of them. The cowardly, the unbelieving, the vile, the murderers, sexual immoral, those that practice witchcrafts, idolaters, and all liars will be burning in the lake of fire. This is the second death. Now, I'm saying that to say this. This list okay, really represents the sons of darkness, the sons of Belial, the separation of the goats and the lamb, right, Jimmy? I mean, we're seeing this division now.
Well, sure, we're seeing a type and foreshadow of it, and I believe that before this is over, we might see the fulfillment of it.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, we're seeing the beginnings of it. I believe that the Father is going to expose all darkness. He said those things that are done in secret will be brought into the light.
Right.
I believe that all of this stuff is going to be brought into the light at some point.
I think Zoe passed out. He was breathing heavy and he's gone. Are you there?
Listen, could we be making Babylon great again? Could this
he doesn't even know what we're talking about. He just woke up.
Come on, bro.
You see what's happening, this guy? When he was in New York, he never was like
Trump,
this.
Do you? You want to get
when,
Trump?
When you were in New York, you were on target, man.
Listen, let's make Babylon great again. Amen?
Arkansas lifestyle. You know, cut the grass, chew on the alfalfa.
Could it be possible? Could it be possible? Are we getting Trumped? Or is this the real deal?
You got to understand, I'm talking about something serious here because Revelations 21:8. Okay? This is the second death. So, we need to be ministering in this season. Can we agree on that, for God's sakes? I mean,
amen,
we
bro.
Have to be dedicated to winning souls. And right now, I believe, is a better time than any because it's so obvious. And even people on my job, I'm noticing, they're like, what's going on? You know, people are just in a, they can see that this reality have shifted. We're not the only ones. People are seeing, like, the madness. And they know now that they need a savior. They really need a savior, man. They're not going to make it. This world is whacked out, and you're right. There is a pushback with the Filipino president, Brexit, pushing the NWO back, which I believe is a great crafting for a great revival coming. That's the way I look at it.
Sure.
Okay.
When is exposed, that's the time that ministers need to step up and say, look, there is a hope. In the middle of darkness, there is a hope, and his name is Yeshua, the Messiah. I mean, this is the time of a great revival of those who want to get real. There's a church full of fake. We don't need fake anymore. We need a church full of real.
Yeah, well, I could say this. I believe there's going to be revival, and then there'll be everybody will just burn. It's just going to go down. But, you know, there's just a lot of scrambling going on in this world. You see what's going on with Russia. You see what's going on with North Korea and Iran. We have the perfect storm, and the catalyst is set. This whole thing, the powder keg, is just ready to go. And we could see Dmitry Dudeman's prophecies just ready to unfold. And we have to believe that we have to really... Listen, we're not of this world. We're just sojourning here. Okay, we are of the Lord. Okay, everything in this world is useless. It's going to decay and just disappear. We have to pass and understand the investments in souls right now more than ever. So, Jimmy, you're going to have to get back on the street. Seriously, you're going to have to get your guitar and get back on the street. I'm going to have to get back on the street too. You know what I used to do. And Zoe, too, if we could wake him up.
I'm on the street every week.
There is
Wednesday,
no street. You have
Saturday.
No street. You have no street there.
I got a guitar now. I'm ready to go.
Don't tell Jimmy I gave you a guitar. He's going to walk.
I won't tell him.
He was playing Stairway to Heaven for me one day.
I can't even get a Faith radio, and he gets a guitar. I don't know about this guy.
That's because I felt bad because I did steal his... electric guitar from him. He was in a terrible situation. He had no gas money, and I talked him down to like $50. And it's worth a lot more money, actually.
That's terrible.
8 years later. Eight years later, I get repaid for that.
Yeah, well, hey, it's just the way it is, man. You know, I had to help you out eventually.
But it was worth it because the guitar is beautiful, by the way.
It is a beautiful guitar. In fact, that's the exact model the guy from the Kinks uses. Beautiful guitar. Now, guitar, great tool to win souls. Amen?
Absolutely.
So, you know, getting on the street, I could just, listen, I could see this as a great time. When Trump gets in, there's a good chance that when there's shifting and the evil's pushed back, there's a good chance that we might be seeing an outpouring. Okay, I'm believing that there's going to be an outpouring of great revivals. I'm talking real. I'm not talking feather dust, wacko, gigalite, twitchites. I'm talking about a real revival. I'm talking about bringing stretchers up like old A.A. Allen meetings, legs growing out, tumors dissolving, okay? Eyes opening, ears up. I'm talking real revival, okay? Not what we saw go over in Lakewood where Jimmy, you went down there with those wackos,
yeah.
Okay? With the twitchers. I don't know what they were doing, but that's not revival, okay? So, could it be? I don't know. But we'll find out, won't we? We're right around the corner from this. So I'm going to eliminate you, Redbeard. Because I'm going to patch in Scott Hensler.
All right.
So it was nice having you around. Nice to join us for once.
All right. Shalom.
Bye-bye.
Bless you. Bless you.
He did some Hebrew thing at us.
It's just me and you now, Rich.
He did a shalom at you.
He did. Shabbat shalom.
I got to get Scott on, okay?
Yeah.
I tried to get RIP. He didn't answer the phone.
You're not going to play his intro anyway? He's probably in the chat room.
Oh, man, I almost patched in Scott Leifler. That's a Mega Man's friend.
Leifler.
Let's hope Skype works.
Listen, you may hear dogs barking in the background again. Sorry.
Hold on. Hold on. Scott? He sounds low. Hold on. No, I think there's something wrong with Skype. I'll call you right back. This had to happen now, right? I blame Jimmy for this. Can't you talk or something? Like entertain people out. We're live on the air. This is dead air you're doing to me. Talk about something scriptural, like a verse. I'm trying to boot Skype back up.
Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Praise the Lord.
Listen, why don't you talk about your meeting you got going on?
Well, yeah, we do have Doc Marquise. He was on the show a couple weeks ago. Everybody remember him? Well, he's going to be at a symposium here in Gentry, Arkansas. And all the Watchman Network's invited. If you'd like more information about that, you can go to Healing and Deliverance Center of Gentry on Facebook. You can
Hello,
like
welcome
us.
To Skype.
Check it out.
Yeah, I like Doc. The main,
yeah,
the
you
main
can
reason
bring him
I like,
next week. He's got an update for you, a couple updates about Trump, so you might want to get him on next week.
He does mock you a lot, though. I love him.
Oh, he's cool. I let him mock me a little bit.
That was great.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on with Skype. It ain't working. Yeah, Scott, you know what? I'm going to have to get your landline. Okay, bye-bye.
I wonder what's going on with Skype. I tested it earlier. I used it for Jimmy, didn't I?
Yeah, you can never trust Skype, though. It's not a reliable platform.
I've been using Skype since 2005 on the show.
Yeah, you've had a lot of problems over the years.
No, that was the cat last week or the week before. It got up on the board and it jumped on all the main buttons. So nothing was going to the main. This is unbelievable.
That cat's responsible for a lot of technical difficulties.
The cat destroyed the whole show. Yeah, we got listeners in Arkansas.
Yeah, so man, two weeks from now we're gonna have a 3-day symposium here. It's gonna be awesome. Doc's got PowerPoint set up. We're going to be having deliverance from Freemasonry.
Yeah.
Anything that you got down the bloodline.
It's ringing his phone. I don't even hear it.
I don't hear it.
Yeah, Scott, I'm going to call you from the other landline.
All right, Zoe, I'm going to call you on three-way with him.
Right on.
I don't have a choice. I'll hang up. I'll call you back. Yeah, so something went wacko with Skype again. It makes no sense whatsoever. See what I go through? And I just used it for Redbeard. All right, hold on 1 second, because I got to get Zoe back on. Jeez. I'm going to edit this out. Doesn't sound professional. Hey, you know what? This happens on live radio a lot. Like, equipment just shuts down. And this has happened again. The other day, it was the cat. It jumped up on all the mixing board. And now he's not even answering the phone. I hope he doesn't do that heavy breathing thing again. You there? Hold on. Are you guys there?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes, I'm here.
All right, I had to patch you in the old way, analog, okay. And I got JW on the line. If he starts heavy breathing, just tell him to stop.
Okay.
For some reason, he just goes like that. But anyway, sorry about that. I have no idea what happened. And I like you better on Skype because it sounds better.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the direction of the broadcast was we were just really touching on the emphasis of winning souls right now.
Okay.
And the possibility of revival coming, you know, I'm hopeful for that. So we'd like you to sound in on that, on what you perceive is going on right now. Because this is a great event. I mean, we are seeing a lot of exposure going on in Sons of Darkness, aren't we, Scott?
Well, yes. My concern is that the reason for the awakening is because of basically torture, because of issues of the spirit realm that is going to overwhelm people, that they're going to cry out to the Most High God. And I've been seeing this with gang stalking.
Yeah.
I've been seeing this with V2K, you know, psychotronics.
Yeah.
The microwave weaponry. I'm dealing with a lot of people now that are really suffering. And I'm getting more and more that are not, you know, professing Christians, that are the normal citizen, you know, that doesn't partake in Christ, coming out of the occult.
Yeah.
People from other countries and other religions. So, yes, there is a beginning of a revival.
Well, you know, I was... I'm hoping that as we see this pushback on the globalist enterprising, the globalist agenda, let's say, it seems to me like the globalist agenda got, like, let's say, a monkey wrench thrown in it,
mm-hmm.
a little bit. Doesn't it seem that way?
Well, they have not been able to succeed. Their plans were to have had things sewed up a long time ago.
Yeah.
And so, yes, there is divine intervention. This is what I'm seeing, that with, you know, the ability to read minds with psychotronics, the microwave, the satellite technology, Wi-Fi, that the artificial intelligence is mapping everyone's emotions, their psyche, and seeing what bothers them.
Yeah.
What do they fear? What's their concerns? And then the artificial intelligence puts together an artificial nightmare, a type of trauma that is induced to these people. So the people that I've been dealing with are virtually in their own nightmare.
Well, this whole reading of mind thing, is that, I mean, are we 100% sure of that? Because it does say, I don't know what verse it is, but doesn't it say that only the Lord knows the hearts of the sons of men?
Well, that's true,
yeah.
But that, you know, your mind, your soul, your body, your spirit, you know, being a tripart being, that what's in our soul or in our hearts, definitely if we're in Christ, belongs to Christ, but our mind is still a electrical chemical device,
yeah.
And that's the basic apparatus is, it's called heterodyne. So when you send radio waves through the skull, the alpha, beta, theta, gamma waves are able to modulate onto them.
Yeah.
And it's a two-way highway, so it can be injected as well.
Yeah, it's 1 Kings 8:39, for thou, Lord, only know the hearts of the sons of men. Whatever they're doing.
Well, in the midst of this, guys, I mean, is there a seal for us? I mean, I want to know that my mind is sealed. So, I mean, yeah, there are all these people getting affected, and it's sad, and they come for counseling, and they're completely destroyed. But when can that seal be applied? And when can we walk into that where we're not affected by these things?
Wow, he has a good question. That's weird.
Well, you know, that is the million-dollar question, and I'm asking that myself because, there is a point in time where enough is enough. And those who have a job to do, those who have been called, are suffering. They're not able to minister. They're not able to walk in faith. They're being tore down. Now, you know, the Lucifer is working very hard to wear down the saints. But I believe that that's when the intervention comes in. And we've seen that throughout Scripture in the Old Testament, that there was a point in time where God had said, that's enough, and then he comes in after he's heard the cries of the people. So we haven't got there yet. And I think that as a corporate body, that's what needs to come together. Sure, there's, you know, groups of people here and there, and that's going to increase.
Yeah.
But I think at a certain point when we come together as the body is when this is going to take place.
I mean, you know, this election, let's just say Trump is what everybody is perceiving him to be, that he is going to represent pushback on the globalist elite, because that's kind of where he's going. I mean, he doesn't really care. I mean, even Newt Gingrich said he's not in their secret club. That's why they hate him. And then an email was uncovered. WikiLeaks released an email from Colin Powell, and it said the people of the Bohemian Grove do not like him. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So the Bohemian Grove is some type of satanic organization.
Yes. It would be, quote, the elite of the Illuminati.
Right.
But I think what we're seeing with Trump is more of an offspin out of the Vatican. And this is why there's opposition. You know, see, the thing with the spirit realm and evil itself, they don't get along. They don't cooperate. They're narcissistic.
Yeah.
So there's constant battles amongst themselves. And I think that's what we're seeing.
Well, I mean, if he is going to do this, listen, let's face it. Brexit was a real monkey wrench in the globalist agenda, right? I mean, the money institutions, everything that was planned kind of got overturned. So there seems to be some form of pushback going on.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just curious if the Lord is allowing this now, and we're seeing this happen before our eyes, recompense on the heads of the wicked, thinking that they can keep going in deception, wickedness, corruption, murder. Now, we're seeing recompense on Hillary's mind, if you ask me. She looks wacko, like her eye starts flipping out and batting around all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
And her head will bob around like a snake. So there's some type of recompense happening. Listen, I believe that the Lord is doing something. Like, evil's not going as good as it used to right now. There's a little bit of a hiccup, I would say. Now, this could be getting magnified where, let's say he does get in there and then they start uncovering. Listen, just that one thing of overturning the Johnson Amendment would give a lot of voice back to Christians in this country, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. In fact, the 501c3 was to silence the churches.
Right.
But, you know, I think there's three Hillarys. You know, by watching closely, knowing the character, the physical build, the age, I believe the real Hillary, her soul is already in hell. I believe that what we're seeing is a mimicking clone. I think that, as strange as it may seem, you know, plus they may just have a, quote, look-alike, but in either case, the real Hillary, the one that may have been with, you know, her husband when he was president, she's gone. And whatever we have here is a mess.
Yeah. And I was thinking the same thing about Zoe.
Yeah.
I don't even think
is a unique perspective, Scott. I got to say that, you know, I've never heard that one before, but that's pretty cool.
Well, when you look at, you know, the breakdowns that she has, that's the kind of thing you would see where motor movements are completely eliminated because of spinal injuries. And then yet within 30 minutes or an hour, she's walking, smiling, and the build is different, the age is different, the eyes are different, the earlobes are different.
Whatever the hell she is, okay, whatever the hell that thing is, okay, because I've seen her eyes freeze like stone sometimes.
Yeah.
Like she becomes this demon. So obviously, whether these people are becoming more infected by demons or it's just becoming more obvious to us that they're morphing and they're just legitimately sons of Belial, because we don't know. Some are just damned seed on earth. That's what it says in Scripture. Some are destined for damnation. They're just plants of the enemy, right?
Right.
They're gone.
You'll also see, with Obama. I don't know if you've ever seen the video where he got mad after one of the interviews and he went over and he kicked a door open. And when you look at Obama and you look at all the pictures, you'll see that they're different too, yeah, from 1 week to the next, to 1 year to the next.
Well, his wife is not a wife. That's a man.
That's a guy, yeah.
It's like a 7 foot tall man.
Yeah, yeah. So he's partaking in both of his sickness and his perversion.
Okay.
But
how did we get here, man? This is just unbelievable. This is like the magical mystery tour.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it shows you the depravity of the United States for the very fact that they would even consider Hillary, and Obama being elected twice.
I wanted to touch on that. Good thing you reminded me. Is that why is it? I pose this question to everybody tonight. Why is it that Hillary can have an exposure of so much corruption, so much wickedness, so much embezzling, being busted time after time after time after time after time, and people still think that she's a good go? How can that be?
Yeah.
What is wrong with them? Is there something? What happened to them? Is that mind control? It has to be mind control.
Well, it is, but I need to mention that when you do have true evil, you have perversion. And let's face it, Hillary is a lesbian.
Yes.
Okay, and when that is then accepted publicly and even by the government, as we see in Jubilees, the Book of Jubilees, that then the states, the counties, the cities then get a spirit on it of mind control, and they indulge in it as well.
My God.
So it's an encouragement that whenever you have that type of evil, you have perversion. They go hand in hand. There's no separation. And by the way, lesbianism and witchcraft go hand in hand.
It's just astounding to me. I saw one guy post on Facebook today. It's a vile post, but I commented back on him. But he said, I don't care if Hillary kills children, cooks them, eats them. He had a whole list of wickedness that she could do, and he said, "I'll still vote for her." So I guess he's kind of be cute, but kind of smart, right? But at the end of the day, I was like, I was taken back from that comment, and I said, "Well, that's kind of what's going on here. It's like there's like a complete searing going on where these people really don't even care. They want corruption." It's almost like they want the quail. They want what would bring destruction upon them. Are we in a season of time where that's just like wrapping up, where people are going to get the quail and then boom, they're gone? I mean, it's kind of like there seems to be a dividing going on. That's what I'm discerning.
Well, there is, and the line was drawn in the sand about 4 months ago. I got that in the spirit. And started seeing some major changes with the thinking in general, even with those who are, quote, professing Christians. So there is a segregation, there is a separation, a division taking place. And what I've been working very hard is to get that out there for everyone to make their decision who they're going to serve now.
Right.
Right, because you don't want to get caught on the wrong side of the fence. And so, anyone that thinks that Hillary and her actions are okay, they're already gone.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. They're not coming back. Their mind's been seared. Their conscience has been seared. They're already turned over. Yeah.
There's a lot of people in the church that are voting for her.
Yeah. Well, see, that's insane. Abortion, her past crimes.
Late term abortion, too.
Yes, right. And any of it. But again, with the perversion, the very fact of being a professing Christian. So when you say that you believe in Jesus Christ, but yet you indulge in this behavior, believe me, there's a stronger accountability.
Mm.
And it is not going to end well for these people. And I'm not ashamed to say it, because that is part of what I do. And if that's a slap across the face, then sometimes that's what it takes to get someone out of a burning building because of the hysterics.
Wow.
Scott, is that why we don't have any friends? I mean, is that the reason here?
You're not even my friend.
Well, I did a show a while back called Spring Cleaning, and I had done a major cleaning with those people I had associated before. I just had to do a checklist.
Yeah.
And if they're going to continue in that thinking and that behavior, then I can't be a part of that.
Well, this is serious, Scott, what you just said.
Mm-hmm.
Because there is, especially in New York here, there's churches, I can name them, that they are pro-Hillary. And I just wonder if there's recompense for supporting somebody that is wants to do late-term abortion, stab the baby in the head when it's 9 months. You know, I mean, aren't you promoting that? If you want that agenda to go, if you're putting your stamp on that agenda, I mean, isn't there some type of, you know, accountability for that?
Right. Absolutely. And we are to sound out. We are, you know, Ephesians to expose evil. And if you do not, then you're in agreement with it. And here's the other issue, that once you come into agreement with evil, the spirits that are behind it then have a right to you.
There you go.
Because we are separate. We are called to separate ourselves from the world.
Yeah.
And to not even give the appearance of
so,
such behavior.
So you're going a step further. You're saying that if they are putting the checkbox, let's just say, figuratively speaking, that they are in alignment with the nod and the wink for somebody that is a promoter of a militant lesbian transgender lifestyle, pro-abortion, late-term abortion, killing of babies, and they do green light that there's a possibility that demonic powers can come upon them.
Oh, absolutely. But I can assure you that when the time comes, Jesus will say to them, "Away from me, I did not know you." Because anyone that would allow that or think that it's okay truly is not does not have Christ in them.
God.
I'm sorry.
This is heavy.
Yeah.
This is heavy. I mean, the next step would be for those that would not want to stop somebody like that. Mm-hmm. What about the ones that are folding their arms and saying, "Well, this is all prophecy. It is what it is." But and masses, they have the power to stop somebody that's doing that. What do we say to those type people? Are they just okay?
Well, let's look at Corinthians, where a man has his father's wife, and Scripture says, turn him over to the evil one for a time in hopes that his soul will be saved.
Yeah.
So he's going to go through torment, and in that, then hopefully he repents, because he's experiencing what evil can do once it has you. And so those are on the fence, those that have their arms folded, you know, have turned their head the other way. There's going to be a wake-up call, and so the point of it is be ready for that. That's why, you know, I tell the people that I, you know, minister to and on the radio that if God speaks to you at 2:00 in the morning to get out of bed and get on your knees and pray for someone, even if you don't know who it is, do it.
Right.
Because there may be a car accident somewhere where someone's bleeding out, and it's your faith, your devotion that's going to save them. And so, again, this is why I do what I do, that those who hear this will hear that cry. If the Holy Spirit speaks to me and says that abortion is bad, if the Holy Spirit speaks to me and tells me that homosexuality is bad,
yeah,
then why are these people not hearing that?
That's right. That's right. So it's deep. It's deep. You have the power to stop evil. You do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Is there accountability?
Yeah.
Guess we're going to find out, aren't we?
Yes, absolutely.
I believe there is. I believe there is accountability.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a late-term abortion is pretty vicious. If anybody saw the video of what they do, and you had the power to stop that, and you're doing nothing, folding your arms.
Right.
You, I wouldn't want to be you on Judgment Day. That's all I'm going to say. All right?
Well, you know, God is the father of spirits, and during conception, a spirit that he has placed into that child, into that newborn, and then to come in and alter and change his plan, well, you know, Lucy, you've got some explaining to do.
Yeah, that's it, folks. And I believe that I believe Trump is going to stack the SCOTUS with conservative judges to overturn abortion. I believe that. And that would be a tremendous blessing for this nation.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it would open up.
Well, you know, here, listen to this. Now, I've had people go through, you know, come to me and call me and email me saying they can't find a mate. Well, your mate was destroyed in the womb 40 years ago.
Wow. You there?
That's pretty heavy, isn't it?
Yeah, I was just thinking about that. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Just think of 65 million, 70 million babies.
My God.
Of all the doctors, all the people that could have contributed to society.
That's right.
Are not here. Right.
And some of them could have been saints that were...
That's correct. Yeah. Absolutely. And I'm glad you mentioned that, because one of the things, you know, like Herod was trying to destroy Jesus, you know, as an infant, that there's been an attempt to corrupt the seed line from Enoch all the way through Mary to make sure that Jesus wasn't born.
Mm.
So the same attempt was done in the womb for those people in the end times that would have been used mightily are no longer here.
That's interesting. So you got the blood of the saints. There could have been
would imagine that they could be under the altar too right now, because they are a part of this great deception. We are in the tribulation, so I guess they are tribulation saints.
That's heavy too. So again, and this season, we want to do everything we can to win souls, number one.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible says those that win souls are wise. Okay? You want to be wise for the Lord. Okay? And there are rewards in the heavenlies. Okay? As we act out what we're commanded to do in Scripture, number one is, of course, win souls for the kingdom. Snatch them away, because like we said earlier, we're in a season of time where things are escalating rapidly, and I got news for you. Like Scott was saying, some people are gone. They're becoming more seared, and it seems like the searing's getting faster too, you know. And it's a dangerous time to be on the other side, is what I'm trying to say. So if you know somebody that is falling into this, and I hate to say it, but the libtard liberal agenda is completely a goat mindset. There's something about the liberal mindset that is not of the Lord.
Yes.
Well, Have you noticed that?
Right, and we've been discussing that, that they apparently are of another seed line, because it doesn't matter what you do. It doesn't matter how you talk to them or what you bring to them and the love of God,
yeah.
They never accept it.
They never accept it. They're like, they want the transgenders and gays everywhere. They like it. Mm-hmm. It's like they're happy about it.
Yeah.
And they're happy about, well, it's women's choice. She could kill the baby. Great. And then they cheer. And I'm like, what are they so happy about? You know? It's like a weird thing. So, you know, it's like, I don't know what's going on there. I guess you could pull some of them out of that, but it seems like they're happy in it.
Yeah. Well, you know, if they were rejected in the womb themselves, you know, otherwise the mother became pregnant out of marriage and she's saying to herself, I don't want this baby. I didn't want it. The guy that she was with insists that she have an abortion.
Wow.
That spirit of rejection is immediately on them, which is a curse.
Wow.
And so from that day forward, they literally are damned. And they're also, when we see Deuteronomy 23, the curse of the bastard.
Yes.
And it's, you know, but the thing of it is the blood of Jesus Christ can change all of this.
And a lot of them had the opportunity, Scott. The gospel has been ready and available in this country, especially in mm-hmm. this country. And we're seeing just as people, as the more they reject Christ, and Christ was set up for the rise and fall of many. Let's face it, that's what he represents. So the more they reject him, the more they fall. And I want to give you out your contact. We're almost at the top of the hour.
Okay.
Give out your contact, aluminum foil heads.
Yeah, it's tinfoilhatclub.com, and the name is Scott Hensler. And if you Google that, I'll be on the first three pages. And between YouTube and Blog Talk and others, you know, you've got all kinds of information there with my book, Second Heaven Invasion and Hoodoo Voodoo.
Yeah, I guess my question is, can I get an aluminum hat?
Now, well, Scott, I want to stay protected. I also want to get a hat. Can you get me one of those hats?
Well, it's funny because actually the hat can make things worse because you're actually making a parabolic dish which captures radio waves.
So, well, you know, I was always thinking of a way to charge my iPod. So you want to market that, I'll work on it with you.
Watch your radio. Be back next week by the grace of God. Thank you for joining us tonight. We love you. The Lord loves you. Zoe half loves you. Good night. Peace. Thank you, gentlemen.
Good night. God bless.